Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. We will cover some wean calf information, go over the October garden calendar, and remind everyone of tomorrow's McPherson County Farmers Market. But first, for today's Did You Know, that K-State Research and Extension is short for the name of Kansas State University Agricultural Experiment Station and Cooperative Extension Service? A program designed to generate and distribute useful knowledge for the well-being of Kansans. Supported by county, state, federal, and private funds, the program has county extension offices, experimental fields, area extension offices, and regional research centers statewide. Its headquarters is on the campus of K-State University. In my livestock news, as spring beef calves are beginning to be weaned, it's in the producer's responsibility to help make that transition as smooth as possible. Improper weaning can result in poor growth, which may stay with the life of the animal. We need to break down the weaning process into three stresses the calf is dealing with. The first and most obvious is maternal separation. The second is moving to a new environment and social structure. And the third is the need for the calf to become acclimated to new and unfamiliar feedstuffs and its transition from a diet of grass and milk to a total mixed ration in a different environment. Here are some tips to help ease the transition. Many calves are raised on grassland. Getting them adjusted to a feed bunk is the most important thing a producer can do before weaning. If they do not eat properly, there's an increased risk of disease. If we can get the calves to know what a bunk is prior to weaning, when the calves are still with their mothers, that helps them acclimate them to the different feeds. A study at K-State Agricultural Research Center in Hayes showed that the calves that had exposure to a feed bunk, either through a dry lot or a pasture method, a higher percentage of them approached and ate from the bunk in the crucial first week of weaning than calves that have never been exposed to the feed bunk before. And now for their ration. We here at KSRE have a step-by-step process used to wean calves that transitions the calves from the grass and milk diet to some sort of total mixed ration. So producers must find a way to balance the familiar feed stuff with new nutritional-rich feeds. A dry matter intake on calves is often about 1% of their body weight. Positioning the feed is as important as the feedstuff itself. Put the hay that the calves are most familiar with on top of the feed for the first day. The second day should increase to about 0.7% of their body weight and keep the hay still on top. On the third and fourth day, increase the amount of feed but not the hay. At this time, put the ration on top of the hay. And days 7 through 10 of weaning, the goal is to have the calf eating 2% of their body weight. Remember, it's important to keep the calves eating because there are many times that we create more problems for ourselves in a weaning program by getting ahead of the calves and offering them too much feed. Make sure calves are efficiently prepared for the weaning transition. This successful transition should pay back in terms of health and the ultimate lifetime performance of that calf as it moves to the next phase of the production cycle. In my October garden calendar, fruits and vegetables. Plant garlic cloves for next summer's harvest. After a light frost, dig sweet potatoes and cure them for 2 weeks in a warm location. Then store them in a dry, cool location for longer keeping. Pick pumpkins and winter squash. Keep in a warm area for a couple of weeks and then store in a dry location. Till the garden at the end of the season and add organic matter such as manure or compost to improve the soil structure. Continue to harvest apples and pick up and discard fallen fruit to reduce disease next year. In our flowers, plant spring flowering bulbs such as tulips, daffodils, and crocus for a splash of early season color. Remove deadheads on annuals in the garden. Trim perennial stalks to tidy up the garden for winter. Clean up dead iris and pennies and destroy it to decrease the spread of disease. For our lawns, continue to mow the lawn if necessary. Bluegrass about 2 inches, tall fescue at 2.5. Core aerate turf to reduce soil compaction, improve drainage, break up the thatch, and help nutrients move into the soil. Control dandelions, henbit, and chickweed with a broadleaf herbicide while seedlings are young. And for our trees and shrubs, plant new trees and shrubs and keep them watered during the dry winter months. Once the leaves have fallen, transplant trees trim dead, broken, and distorted or diseased branches from trees and enjoy the fall colors. For my McPherson Master Gardeners and Friends group, they are seeking small square bales of wheat straw or round bales of wheat straw or mulch hay that contains no bindweed. It will be used to mulch the large vegetable garden on the north end of the fairgrounds. If you have some straw to donate, please call me at the Extension office or Phyllis Van Horn at 316-558-0349. And remember to visit the McPherson County Farmers Market this Saturday. You will find us on Facebook at the McPherson County Farmers Market. The Farmers Market will be open Saturday from 7:30 a.m. till noon. You have one more month to come and visit and meet all the different vendors that bring healthy, homegrown, homemade items to the Farmers Market. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I would like to wish everyone a happy Friday.